CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 24th of August 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Apply to be the RSGB Youth Activities and Engagement Champion. The Tonight at 8 webinar series is back with a brilliant autumn lineup. Hans Summers G0UPL confirmed as the RSGB convention after dinner speaker. The RSGB youth team is looking for a proactive, enthusiastic and innovative person to join its team as the Society's Volunteer Youth Activities and Engagement Champion. The role will take the lead on youth-focused activities and create resources for young foundation licence holders. If you'd like help to inspire young people to explore new aspects of amateur radio, then read the full role description via rsgb.org/volunteers and then get in touch with the Youth Board Liaison Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, via gw4bml@rsgb.org.uk. This exciting role will be working collaboratively with Ben as well as the existing youth champions and RSGB outreach team. You can see some of the amazing projects the team has been working on by visiting RSGB youth webpages via rsgb.org/youth. The Tonight at 8 autumn programme kicks off on Monday the 1st of September with a fascinating presentation from Kirsten McIntyre at K6WX. During the 45-minute session, Kirsten will explain Maxwell's equations in a visual and relatable way that aims to leave viewers with an understanding of a topic that can often feel rather impenetrable. Maxwell's equations are essentially for radio amateurs and explain how RF signals propagate, antennas radiate, and common mode currents form. By the end of this informative webinar, you'll be able to see how Maxwell's four simultaneous differential equations combine to bring the world of amateur radio to life. Kirsten discovered amateur radio when she was a student at Massachusetts Institute of Technology in 1979 and has been active ever since. Among other roles, she's the ARRL First Vice President and has also recently been inducted into the CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame. Learn about Kirsten and this is not to be missed webinar by going to rsgb.org/webinars. Hans Summers, G0UPL from QRP Labs, has been confirmed by the RSGB as the after-dinner speaker at its convention in October. Following the gala dinner, Hans will be sharing the emotions he experienced during the 9 months he spent adding SSB to the QMX transceiver. Tickets for the gala dinner, along with those for the full convention programme and the three exciting workshops, can be purchased via rsgb.org/convention. This year's RSGB convention takes place at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes between Friday the 10th and Sunday the 12th of October. Book now and join like-minded radio amateurs for action-packed programmes. The RSGB Examination Standards Committee is pleased to announce the publication of an updated version of the Direct to Full syllabus. The significant changes from the previous version are the moving of some points between Section 1 on licensing and Section 2 on operating. These changes bring the Direct to Full syllabus in line with the latest version of the three-part syllabus. You can find the updated syllabus and change documentation on the website at rsgb.org/syllabus. These changes come into effect from January next year, so please choose the correct version of the syllabus for the date you plan to take your exam. Four young RSGB members have spent the last week near Paris for this year's Youngsters on the Air summer camp. The event was a huge success with activities that included group member Sophie, M7IJG, asking a question to astronaut Mike Fink, KE5AIT, during the camp's ARIS contact with the International Space Station. Hear more from the young radio amateurs by reading their blog at the RSGB site /yota-camp. RSGB members and wider amateur radio community are invited to a Meet the President Day at the RSGB's National Radio Centre on Thursday, the 28th of August. The Society's president, Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, will be present throughout the day, welcoming members, hearing their views and discussing work of the Society in supporting and promoting amateur radio. RSGB members, don't forget to download your free voucher to Bletchley Park on the RSGB website /BP voucher. The Maritime Radio Historical Society in the United States, in cooperation with the Cypher History Museum, has arranged to transmit an Enigma message via the Maritime Coast, the Maritime Radio Coast Station, KPH, near San Francisco. The transmission takes place on Saturday, the 30th of August at 2000 UTC. KPH listeners, intercept operators and code breakers everywhere are invited to try their hand at receiving the transmission and decrypting the message. For more information, including details of certificates available for decrypting the message, visit tinyurl.com/MRHSfigures2025. Now for details of a rally's an event. Today, the 24th Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society Rally takes place at Heron's Lodge Guide Activity Centre, Bradwell Road in Loughton Lodge, Milton Keynes. Free on-site parking, catering and disabled facilities available. £3 to get in. Doors open to the public from 9 o'clock. More information, visit mkars.org.uk/mkrally. The Torbay Amateur Radio Society Rally takes place at Newton Abbott Racecourse today, the 24th. Doors open 10 a.m, entry £3. You can find more via torbayars, or one word, .org. Tomorrow, the 25th, the Huntingdonshire Amateur Radio Society Radio Rally takes place at the Ramsey Rural Museum, Wood Lane, Ramsey, P262XD. More information, visit tinyurl.com/hunts, H-U-N-T-S, figures 2-5. Telford Hamfest takes place on Saturday, the 31st of August at Harper Adams University Sports Hall. Doors open 10:15 a.m, £5 to get in, but children under 16 are free. The GQRP Club will be present again with the Saturday Build-a-thon. More information, tinyurl.com/TDARSfigures25. Now for special event news. In memory of Maximilian Kolb, special call sign 4A2MAX is active until the 31st of August. Kolb is venerated by the Catholic Church as patron saint of amateur radio operators. Activity will be on the 80 to 6 metre bands using CWSSB and digital, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSLQRZ.com, or via EA5GL. Celebrating International Amateur Radio Union's 100th anniversary, members of the Atlantic Coast DX and Contest Group are active as CG9IARU throughout August. Almost beaten by the clock, the station was spotted recently on the 20-metre band using its SSB, QSL via VE9CF, CQRZ.com for more. DX News, Aldir PY1SAD is active as 8R1TM from Guyana until the 23rd of September. He's operating CWSSB and digital on all bands and via satellite, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, QRZ.com, or directly to PY1SAD. Don KW7R is active as V73KW from the Marshall Islands until September. He's operating CW and FT8 on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Contest news, today the 24th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes on 5.7 and 10 gigs. The exchange is signal, report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 26th, RSGB SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC using all modes on 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal, report, serial number and locator. The worldwide Digi DX contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 30th. Ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 31st of October using FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 metre bands. Where contests are allowed, the exchange is your four-character location. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last week was relatively good from an HF propagation standpoint, with only a few periods with an elevated KP index thanks to the high-speed solar wind stream from a coronal hole. The KP index hit 4.67 on the 19th of August and 4 again on the 20th due to the solar wind hitting Earth at more than 600 kilometres per second. Luckily, the interplanetary magnetic field remained mostly neutral or north-facing and the density was low, saving us from more disruption. Meanwhile, the solar flux index declined to 120 by Thursday the 21st. This is still high enough to affect the ionosphere, but well down on recent highs of the 140s and the 150s. The daytime critical frequency has mostly remained above 7.5 megs, meaning the 40-metre band has managed to remain good for inter-UK contacts. This has also meant that maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path hit 21 megs and even 24.9 at times. Nighttime critical frequencies have been around 5 megs, giving an MUF over 3,000 kilometres of below 14 megs, and sometimes even as low as 10 megs. It may be another month or so before we see daytime F2 layers opening, starting again on 28 megs. In the meantime, focus your efforts on daylight on 21 megs and below. To T30TTT in West Kiribati remains one of the DX stations to choose. Chase even, mostly on 18 and 21 megahertz. The operators are alternating between using CWSSB and FT8. Other choice DX included Jim E51JD on South Cook Island, who's been active on the 17-metre band using SSB, TY5AD in Benin in North Africa. He's been worked on the 10-metre band using FT8 and 3G1P. An IOTA D expedition in Chile was logged on the 15-metre band using SSB. Closer to home today, the 24th, is the last chance to work OG0C on Åland or Islands. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the 120s until the end of the month, when it could rise to 130 or even 150. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the 28th of August, when the KP index could hit 4. Otherwise, make the most of the relatively settled conditions over the first half of next week to work some choice DX. VHF and up, after this weekend, the weather changes from tropo high pressure pattern to an unsettled story with areas of low pressure and fronts together with wind and rain. This will remove any tropo options and replace them with the possibility of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. The auroral conditions have recently produced minor enhancement, but nothing too exciting as far as radio is concerned. It's worth noting that the autumn, along with spring, times of the year when auroras are more likely, so it's a good time of the year to keep abreast of the KP index, especially if the KP index goes above 5. We're at the tail end of the broader period of the Perseid meteor shower, ending today the 24th. This leaves random meteor activity as the only option for a while, or as those of you who are active in the mode already know, it tends to favour the early pre-dawn period for better chances of catching the meteor scatter. Sporadic is hanging on for the last week or two of the 2025 season, but opportunities become more rare. You'll need to keep a close watch on band reports to capture these increasingly fleeting events. In the main sporadic E season, there are usually two well-defined peaks of activity in the morning and late afternoon. However, in the tail of the sporadic E season, you're just as likely to find it around the middle of the day as any other time. The daily sporadic E blogs on propquest.co.uk finish at the end of August, but in some years the last events have extended into the first week of September. Moon declination is still positive but falling, going negative on Monday, so moon windows length and peak elevation will follow suit. Path losses are rising again as we approach apogee on Friday the 29th. 144 meg sky noise was low until lunchtime on Friday the 22nd, when the sun and the moon are very close in the sky. This continues throughout the moon window on yesterday, the 23rd, and will revert to moderate to low next week. And that's it from the propagation team. That's all from me likewise. Until next week.